The key to surviving a nuclear blast is getting out and not going into harm's way.
Kim Jong-il, yo. Kim Jong-il, yo.
Kim Jong-il, in Su Dong-ping. Build a
Hi folks, this is Martin with Kaput Radio. It's nuclear humbug debunk time. Nuclear summits and security fairy tale conventions are quite common since over 60 years, but a celebration for the Kim family of North Korea is special. And you will hear my direct foreign correspondence efforts later on. But let's start with a bit of translating the meaning of the humbug being said by world leaders and media. Welcome to the show.
An act of nuclear terrorism.
There's a credibility gap in the area of nuclear terrorism. We haven't had a dramatic event. Deep down in the bureaucracies and industries in many, many countries, decision makers and important actors aren't really convinced that this is a serious problem. We just had a serious nuclear safety event at Fukushima.
But time for diplomacy on its nuclear program was running short. And to North Korea, planning a satellite launch next month that the US, South Korea, and others say is a missile test.
Would you agree that there is such a thing as nuclear terrorism?
South Korea and Japan say they will shoot down the rocket if it falls on their territory. And the North says any of those would be seen as hostile acts.
Says it will push ahead with a plan to launch a rocket into space. North Korea says it's a weather satellite.
His country is preparing to put a satellite in space.
North Korea already possesses nuclear bombs.
This has been planned long ago. This launch is done on the occasion of the 100th birthday of our President Kim Il-sung. We are not doing it for provocative purpose.
If we don't develop our own technology, says the launch director, we will become slaves. We need our own technology to be an advanced country, to be a powerful space nation.
The North Koreans were not able to put anything into any type of space orbit as they wished to, that so-called satellite.
Rogue states that could get hold of lethal atomic material.
Nuclear stockpiles, how much of a threat do they pose to the world? Who decides who's safe to have nuclear capabilities and who's not?
Nuclear accountability, nuclear and non-nuclear countries. We need to make non-proliferation and our efforts to stop proliferation a much higher priority. And what that means is that nuclear weapons states...
The commitment of the United States to the defense and the security of the Republic of Korea will never waver. A world without nuclear weapons.
It's not something that I would approve, no.
The Iranian government cannot demonstrate that its program is peaceful. North Korea has yet to take concrete steps towards abandoning its weapon and continues belligerent action against the South. They must be met with greater pressure and isolation. That is what our commitment to peace and security demands.
A country like Israel, which has a hidden nuclear weapons program, or the spread of new nuclear power,
We know that just the smallest amount of plutonium, about the size of an apple, could kill hundreds of thousands and spark a global crisis.
The United States and Russia still possess somewhere in the vicinity of about 95-96% of the world's nuclear warheads.
You can actually survive. The difference between knowing information of what you're going to do personally and not knowing information can save your life. And it can mean the difference between 150 to 200,000 fatalities from something like this and 500,000 to 700,000 fatalities.
Fukushima. Our journey to the launch site took 5 hours by train, the centerpiece of the planned celebrations. A rocket that will put a satellite in space. In the control room, they say everything is ready for
feeding its own people.
Well, now let's go to our North Asia correspondent.
And I am standing here in the west of North Korea at the missile launch site, where officials in drab uniforms, scientists in white coats and secret police in cheap gray suits and sunshades run busily around in preparation of the launch. No, we are shown the satellite. It appears to me rather like a small fridge, maybe a bar fridge, draped in fake solar panel sticky tape and having some shiny brass-like accessories on the top, like an ice pick, a cocktail shaker and a kind of tap, which I can't quite fathom the meaning of. However, we are told in no uncertain terms that any attempt to disrupt or attack the missile by other nations automatically translates to a declaration of war against the beloved leader and will be swiftly answered with seven more launches of devastating powerful Barth bridges destined for orbit in space.
This is a satellite launch, not a ballistic missile. So I hope you've become the supporters in showing the transparency of our satellite launch.
What I'm saying is, do not interfere into our business.
Now, an official announces the missile launch being intended as a celebration for the whole Kim dynasty and its long-standing pursuit of an enemy-deterring Barth-Bridge program. Future missile construction is underway, and enrichment of suitable drinks for Barth-Bridge capability will continue. The spokesperson also mentions that the last promised aid package contained cheap, out-of-use-by-date or rejected foods. No cream, no caviar or champagne, which amounts to an insult of the dear leader and attracts a declaration of war. But it's all smiles. I'm shown the lovely, treeless, uncluttered brown countryside, giving it a kind of minimalism appeal. The charm of the simple people having no concern of their personal needs and willingly giving all their all for he is again the dear leader. We are told by another official that the launch will happen sometime soon, the exact time still being divined with some Chinese tea leaves. In the meantime, we, the international journalists, are invited for a serving of grilled dog, which at closer inspection reveals to be rather a very small dog, or more likely a rat. I'm KR, and this ends my report from Western North Korea, a kind of Xanadu in peaceful grey. And here, in last-minute breaking news from North Korea, we are told that the launch has failed. When? It faced stiff resistance due to lack of know-how, which other nations acquired 40 years ago. But, so we are told by the Barth-Bridge Committee, there is still hope to eventually launch a Barth-Bridge as a deterrent into space and finally gain great admiration as a host, serving fine drinks to Richard Branson's space tourism venture. And so we are ending this report from North Korea, and I can go back to Iran's Barth-Bridge aspirations.
So 2 minutes after launch, the rocket broke into four pieces.
Failure was not an option here.
The North Koreans were not able to put anything into any type of space orbit as they wished to, that so-called satellite.
Barth-Bridge. A Barth-Bridge escalation. Barth-Bridge nations. A Barth-Bridge standoff.
Barth-Bridges.
Barth-Bridges of mass destruction. Have you ordered your nuclear gun yet? A personal nuclear gun has sadly become a common sight these days.
Give me your wallet or I'll blow the city away.
But if you like to keep up with your personal security, you better hurry up and get a personal nuclear gun today.
It's either a rocket carrying a harmless
Barth-Bridge.
North Korea says the rocket is merely transporting a
small Barth-Bridge.
We know that just the smallest
Barth-Bridge
could kill hundreds of thousands and spark a global crisis. The time is short. Iran's leaders must understand they too face a choice. We refuse to consign ourselves to a future where more and more regimes possess the world's most deadly
Barth-Bridges.
Your provocations and pursuit of
Barth-Bridges
have not achieved the security you seek. They have undermined it. Instead of
Barth-Bridges,
you desire
Barth-Bridges.
Then comes the hemispherically shaped cloud.
We all know the atomic bomb is very dangerous. Since it may be used against us, we must get ready for it. Just as we are ready for many other dangers, fire is a danger. It can burn whole buildings if someone is careless. It can burn whole buildings if someone is careless. It can burn whole buildings if someone is careless. It can burn whole buildings if someone is careless. It can burn whole buildings if someone is careless. It can burn whole buildings so you know what to do. It can burn whole buildings if someone is careless. It can burn whole buildings if someone is careless. It can burn whole buildings. We are ready for fire, since it may be used against us if someone is careless. And you have fire drills in your school. We have a fine fire department to put out the fire. And you have fire drills in your school. So you know what to do if someone is careless. And you have fire drills in your school. We have a fine fire department to put out the fire. And you have fire drills in your school. So you know what to do if someone is careless. Automobiles can be dangerous too. If someone is careless, they sometimes cause bad acts. If someone is careless, we are ready. If if someone is careless. We have safety rules now if someone is careless. Automobiles can be dangerous too. If someone is careless, sometimes cause bad acts. Someone is careless. But we are ready. If someone is careless, we must be ready for a new danger. The atomic bomb. The atomic bomb. It can burn whole buildings. The atomic bomb. The atomic bomb. It can burn whole buildings. Atomic bomb. If someone is careless, the atomic bomb. It can burn whole buildings. The atomic bomb. If someone is careless, the atomic bomb. The atomic bomb. We all know the atomic bomb is very dangerous. It can burn whole buildings. We all know the atomic bomb is very dangerous. If someone is careless, we all know the atomic bomb is very dangerous. It can burn whole buildings. We all know the atomic bomb is very dangerous. The atomic bomb.
My message and the message of many leaders here will no doubt be that. And if it did break up very late in its flight, then the junk that came from the breakup would burn off as it entered the atmosphere.
Okay, some more translations. Euphemisms such as proliferation means pollution. Proliferation means leaks, accidental emissions, mining waste disposals. It's not I build a nuclear bomb and you come and buy it off me. Proliferation, a glib term, is mostly dangerous for all life and has little to do with bombs, but rather executive environmental bombs. The number one nuclear threat. Well, there are approximately 400 or so nuclear power generators on this planet presently holding highly enriched plutonium rods and cooling ponds ready to cause havoc anytime within a few hundred years. And that's just short term. The nuclear threat remains for another few million years, whatever we do. What could be more threatening? Next, dirty bomb. What? Let's think for a moment. After a difficult and risky procurement of C4 explosives, or Semtec for fashioning primitive nail bombs with a killing potential of 100 or so people, adding radioactive waste from hospitals and other low-level industrial remains and killing 2 extra people, that's a bizarre Pentagon logic no terrorist planner in their right mind would ever consider. Dirty bombs are desperate thought experiments due to a miserable sex life of the dirty bomb thinker. Enrichment is another funny word. It means, of course, gaining financially through shrewd negotiations of using threat and compromise of processing something you aren't actually able to handle after enrichment. Another crazy myth circulating is about keeping it all under control with various watchdogs and UN quangos. But hey, they can't even solve relative easy tasks such as trade agreements, let alone dirt cheap human rights or environmental controls. How can they seriously tell us that everything is under control, or will be, or has to be? I'm sure they would like to. They are aiming at it, but alas, if there is globalized anarchy on this planet, it is on planet nuclear. At least it is not anymore about winnable nuclear wars or superior mineshafts for a post-nuclear holocaust existence, or is it? Then it must be a new Cold War like everyone against everyone else, or something like that. I guess it must be just following a logic extension of the present finance system.
Why is everyone so fucking stupid?
Terrorists on screen! Okay, who blew up Panama Canal?
We were angry about Cairo.
God damn it, how many times do I have to tell you? You don't use the WMDs until you see the signal. I have worked 10 years on this plan. It is a very precise and a complicated plan. I am sick of you terrorists fucking it up! Now take the weapons where I told you and wait for the goddamn signal this time! Goodbye!
Pointer! Pumptree! Peter! Hans Briggs bought it, Soldier Car!
Hans Briggs? Oh, no! Oh, hello. Great to see you again, Hans.
Mr. Ill, I was supposed to be allowed to inspect your palace today, and your guards won't let me into certain areas.
Hans, we've been through this a dozen times. I don't have any weapons of mass destruction, okay, Hans?
Then let me look around so I can ease the UN's collective mind.
Hans, you're breaking my balls here, Hans. You're breaking my balls.
I'm sorry, but the UN must be firm with you. Let me see your whole palace or else.
Or else what?
Or else we will be very, very angry with you. And we will write you a letter telling you how angry we are.
Okay, I'll show you, Hans. You ready? Stand ready to your left. Wait a more. Good. Ah! There you go, Hans Briggs! How you like that, you fucking cocksucker? You have any idea how fucking busy I am, Hans Briggs? Well, fuck you! You want inspection? Well, inspect that, you butt-fucking piece of shit! What, you think I'm just a petty arms dealer? I'm planning the attack! Congratulations, Team America! Our dear leader, Kim Jong-il, says the weapons of mass destruction you requested are ready for you to take.
I am still in the process of recruiting and training your terrorists for the attack. We take weapons later.
He asked what part of the deal you did not understand. He says perhaps his translator did not make it clear to you. He says he should fire his translator? Do you have any idea how fucking busy I am? I cannot believe that I actually have a Chechen standing here telling me when he's gonna take a delivery. Hello?
Perhaps we can be ready sooner.
Yes, perhaps you can. Now take your weapons of mass destruction and get the fuck out of here!
A lonely electron, nothing to do. Pairs up with the neutron for a cocktail or two. Atomic kisses, supplied by a few. Nuclear blast, said the electron to the neutron. He sure could be dense. There's much attraction, there's no civil defense. Let go of that energy, no need to be tense. Give me that nuclear blast. Einstein said that space is elastic. Twist his theory, it comes out bombastic. A mushroom cloud, a sight fantastic. Stick your head between your legs, kiss your ass goodbye. A happy electron, a neutron it's made. Don't give a damn about apocalyptic fate. They party till midnight, then boom, it's too late. It's a nuclear blast.
Winter 2012. Radiation safety officers outfitted in protective boots, clothing, and face shields, with personal dosimeters around their necks and Geiger counters in hand, clustered on the Department of Emergency Medicine ambulance dock at Rambam Healthcare Campus in Haifa, northern Israel. The context was the Black Cloud 1 National Emergency Drill, which tested the response readiness of medical and non-medical systems to the simulated explosion in a city center of a dirty bomb or radiological dispersion device. The exercise took place under the auspices of the Ministry of Health and Home Front Command. The nationwide drill presented the first opportunity for Rambam to test it.
Well, tensions with North Korea continued to mount today after the rogue nation destroyed the entire continent of Asia in a move analysts say could affect the diplomatic climate in the region. According to the Pentagon, the impact of detonating nuclear weapons across the continent on the already strained relations between North Korea and the rest of Asia remains to be seen.
We strongly condemn
North Korea's decision to murder 4 billion innocent people. The president has stated that he is personally disappointed and will bring this issue up with the surviving members of the G8 at their next conference.
Expunging 95% of life from the Asian continent is a clear rejection of the six-party talks that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton recently proposed. Chinese President Hu Jintao has yet to speak out about the attack, continuing a long pattern of his nation's inaction toward North Korean saber-rattling. Further complicating things are North Korea's ambiguous statements to the Western media.
We have now destroyed Asia. Europe is next, with missiles to be launched this coming Thursday, then North and South America in April.
It's been reported that North Korea still possesses dozens more nuclear warheads, something that will certainly come up when the UN Security Council meets next month.
Hey there. Would you like to make more money? And would you enjoy working at home? And do you live in a country that is not a signatory to the United Nations 1968 Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons? Find out! I might have an exciting offer for you. In today's world, many countries are looking for enriched uranium, but that process is closely monitored by the International Atomic Energy Agency. That's where you come in. Order our enrichment kit and get everything you need to increase the uranium-235 compound present in the supply of nuclear fuel. We'll send you a centrifuge, protective goggles, high-quality gloves, and test tubes. Then, once a month, you'll receive a shipment of natural uranium. You conduct the isotope separation, make the uranium highly enriched or weapons grade, and send it back. Then we send you a check. It's that simple. So did you find out if your country's part of the Non-Proliferation Treaty? You weren't sure where to look? Well, here's a website. It's www.un.org/en/conf/npt/2005/nptreaty.html. Then click on the link for provisional list of participants and download the PDF file. It's called npt-conf2005.pdf. Open it with Adobe Acrobat and run a text search to see if your country's listed in the first 100 pages. It's that easy. Home Enrichment Solutions, call today. Look for our coded message in your newspaper's classified section.
Sir, this is the wrong form.
Can you hold my space while I go get the right one?
Nobody held my space when I was in a North Korean prison being forced to write a musical about Kim Jong-il with a car battery hooked up to my nipples.
Well...
Pardon me, sir. Can you tell me where a palace is?
What business do you have at the palace?
Why, someday I'm going to be dear leader.
Ha 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 ha! You? You're too benevolent to be dear leader.
Let's see what they think.
K is for Korea, just the north part. I is for the internet events. M is for the millions that are missing. J is for our human tasting jam. O is for, oh boy, we love our leader. N is for the best Korea north.
Vicky, could you send in the next applicant, please?
All right, guys. Last applicant of the day. Let's be optimistic here.
Again. Plus, I T-boned Melrose Place, a new one. I'd like to get home and actually see the live event, though.
Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Kim Jong-il.
Thank you, Vicky.
So, Mr. Kim, what can we do for you today?
I need an American baby.
Need? That's a interesting choice of words.
It says here in your file, Mr. Kim, that you're from North Korea, is that correct?
No, is that the bad Korea?
The bad, that's the Korea.
Now, hold on a second.
Whoa.
That's not necessarily the...
You're 68?
Bad. You look good for 68. I mean, I love the mono shades.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see any real record of a date of birth here.
There's no real record of my birth. Just the stories and the myths.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'd say so. According to this, he was born on a secluded mountaintop, and then a double rainbow appeared.
Yeah, man. The double rainbows are my best asset. They just appear.
Like Chris Angel, the mind freaker?
Carissa Angel is a douchebag.
Mr. Kim, why do you want to adopt an American baby?
I have nobody fit to run the military when I die. My sons are all a bunch of pussies.
I don't know that we could guarantee a good military leader,
but we will try.
We want to try.
I don't think we can provide a double Rambo-worthy child
here. Well, I mean, come on, military, right? What do you got here? We got to have something here.
Military. Children, it's right past the
here we go, wait.
Paraplegic. Sports.
Here we go, okay. Noguchi D. Williams. Father's African-American.
Mother's
Japanese.
He'll be like the Tiger Woods of military leaders, Mr. Kim. What say you?
I like the sound of that.
Okay.
Mr. Kim, what's all this about an underground nuclear testing facility?
Oh, Dad is nothing.
Nothing?
Right.
He's not getting Tiger Woods.
Just wait a second. I like this guy.
You're embarrassing me.
Guys, it's underground. Perfectly safe. Totally supervised. It's not a big deal.
Key word here, gentlemen, supervised.
Right.
That leads me to believe that there's a daycare on site. Yes, Mr. Kim?
Of course, sir. Of course that there is a daycare.
And is it nuclear proof? Because
absolutely.
That sounds safe enough.
If a kid's not safe 300 feet underground, where's he going to be safe, right, Mr. Kim?
You just had two American journalists detained, like, very recently.
Oh.
I mean, but no.
Say it ain't so, Mr. Kim.
It wasn't my fault.
Mr. Kim, why would you keep this from us?
I thought we were starting to bond a little bit here.
They work for cable TV. I don't do cable. I'm the chosen one. Besides, Bill Clinton came and tickled my balls a little while, and I let them go. I mean, you have to have your bargaining chips.
You know the Clintons?
Like, the Clintons, the real Clintons?
Like Chelsea Clinton.
It's done.
Mr. Kim, since you've walked through my door, I have not had the word no run through this cranium.
I'm saying yes now.
I'm saying yes then.
Say yes. Congratulations, Mr. Absolutely. Kim. You are the proud owner of Mr. Noguchi D. Williams.
It must be a cultural thing.
Uh-huh. I like him. Yeah.
Are you wary of news and current affairs? Do you suffer news aversion? Is the intellectual demand on you too high, giving you a feeling of brain pressure deflation? Will you be able to face another TV morning with family breakfast news banter? Do you want to switch to the kids' channel? What is the difference between a news show and a Big Brother show held in an average mental asylum? Questions you should ask yourself before turning on the next bulletin. Seriously.
We make this announcement with great sorrow. This afternoon, the Supreme Leader completed his earthly mission and departed our mortal realm. After visiting our powerful military to share his perfect wisdom and guidance, the dear leader's train mysteriously stopped. Our Supreme Leader, Kim Jong-il, single-handedly lifted the locomotive back onto its tracks in order to complete his wonderful quest. But then there appeared a tiger, who devoured several precious children and vowed to continue unless the dear leader bested him in a one-on-one soccer match. The Supreme Leader accepted his challenge and defeated the tiger in a marvelous 99-0 victory. But the tiger, being both a large cat and an evil spirit, still had mischief in his heart, and he summoned a vicious dragon to exact revenge. Our dear leader, the mighty Kim Jong-il, battled valiantly for several hours and finally calmed the dragon with his beautiful singing voice. He mounted the dragon and flew along a beautiful rainbow into the heavens. And as the serpent sheds its skin, our dear leader then separated from his physical body and became one with the stars. During his human life, he became the world's first time traveler, designed the Eiffel Tower, and won a Tony Award for the role of Roger in Jonathan Larson's Rent. He was 69 years old.
In hard times, you gotta laugh hard, reaffirm your dedication to indolence, and do nothing the hard way. And in the new U.S. dominance Asia-Pacific muscling up game with 2,500 U.S. Marines coming to the northern Australian shores, I have to laugh. When at the same time, demands are made by the Pentagon on this government to enact mandatory hacking of everyone's emails, phone, website, visit history, and any other communication platform this country has. Come on, we know that they know that we know they know. So what's the fuss? Are we not good enough for America? Are we not fascist enough, racist enough, bigoted enough? You know what it is. It's because God doesn't like Australia as he loves America. That's it. Yeah, that must be the reason.
Details of this show and other shows of the Kaput X Radio series can be found at radioforall.net.
Saying you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction, yeah.